So here is a scary thought for you. Is non-duality just another story? Wow. I mean, well, let's look at it. Let's look at it in all sincerity. Let's really look at it. And let's look first at what non-duality is. What is non-duality? And in my opinion, what non-duality is it is really, it's a language. My position on this has evolved over time. And what I see is that non-duality is primarily, it is the most skillful language that I know of to talk about that which can't be talked about. That's what non-duality really is, as I see it. I mean, I'm not saying there aren't other things involved. There's community, but what spiritual path doesn't have community? We got meditation, we got practices. Okay, well, who doesn't have meditation? Everybody's got meditation now. So how about non-dual inquiry? Well, we like to think we got a lock on that, but we certainly do not. I mean, you can look at the, for instance, Zen koan practice. I mean, that is non-dual inquiry, I promise you. You can look at the Christian via negativa, the negative path, where we're seeing I'm not, so it's like this, like neti neti, I'm not this, I'm not that. So neti neti and Hinduism's got it. And we, Advaita came from Hinduism, and a lot of the teachings that I've been familiar with came from India, and came from Hinduism, and came from some of them came from Buddha, this, that, and the other. But non-duality really came from nothing. Non-duality is its own gig out of here anymore. We're not even, a lot of times we're not even sure what we're talking about when we talk about it. So non-duality proper, of which, which of which I declare myself to be a teacher. Well, if it's just a language, what's that language? What is language for? It's for communication. It's for moving us down the path. It's for getting something done. So let's look at that path idea. If non-duality is a path, then you know what's built into the path? Any path. A story of future. I'm going to get there soon. That's what's in. It's in every single path. That's what a path means, is that I'm here and I'm trying to get there. Isn't that correct? Isn't that what a path is for? Same thing a road is for. I'm here and I'm trying to get there. And again, fortunately, I have this path, which is making my walk there much easier. Is it? I mean, it is until it isn't. Isn't that the way of it, really? Because what'll happen is that we can get so wrapped up in spiritual culture and in our precious spiritual path that we can forget what our path is supposed to be about. In other words, we just get caught up in everything else. We get caught up in the glitter, and we forget that it's all about waking up. It's all about coming to our true nature. That's what this whole thing is actually about. It's not so that we can wear flowy clothes and go, and meet in the mountains and, and sit and run. I mean, that can be part of it. I'm not saying it's not, but I'm just saying that's not what it's about. Those are all the means to an end, and what we forget is the end. And the end is, it's about waking up. That's the end. It's about waking up. That's what non-duality is all about. But if we're not careful, we get caught up in the non-dual path. So I'm not going to say that non-duality is a story, but I'm saying that the non-dual path, if we're not very, very careful, it becomes a story from which we cannot become enlightened, or through which, or over which we cannot become enlightened, because it's the story of future. I'm soon going to get it. I'm going to need to do this new teacher, this new path, this I'm going to. When I read this book, this is the one that's going to do it. I mean, I remember all that. Trust me. I did it for 24 years. You can't fool me. I know. And we can get so caught up that we forget that what we're trying to do is discover our true nature. That's the only thing that counts. Don't let anybody tell you what will work for you or what won't work for you. If you find something that works for you, do that. And in hell with what anybody else says. Make your and don't let anybody decide what practice is effective for you. Find out what's effective for you and do it. You know? And if no practice is effective, then notice that you still have a practice, but it's the practice of no practice until something else comes up. Right now, your practice is watching this video. That's your spiritual practice until you get something else. We got to be completely open. And when I'm on the non-dual path, you know what? I mean, I can remember this very well. I can remember it both as a seeker, and I'm ashamed to tell you, sort of, but not really. But I just didn't tell you that as a teacher early on, as a non-dual teacher early on, I mean, I thought I had the answer. I thought non-duality was the answer. And I figured, quite frankly, that everybody else had, you know, a pretty good gig going and everything, but they were not quite on it. I mean, you hear this arrogance? It's just incredible. So then it came. So once I threw my hat in the ring of non-duality, then the next thing I knew is I began to question, you know, non-duality as well, because it was because this path. Where's this path leading me to? Where do I need to get to? Because I mean, but besides the fact that nobody ever woke up tomorrow, nobody ever woke up over there. When you wake up, it's right here, right now, not any other time, not any other place. It's now or never, it's here or nowhere. That's the real key. So if you're on the non-dual path, drop it. Drop that story. If you're into non-duality, fine. Just like if you're into French, you know, doesn't mean that you have to go live in France. It may mean you may want to go live in France. That's fine. Go to France. But you're not required to go to France in order to use that language. And you're not required to do anything in order to be able to use this skillful language. It is the most effective spiritual language that I know of. It's everybody's. It's yours. It's your birthright. I don't give you permission to use it. Nobody else gives you permission to use it. And I can't take permission away from you. And I can't tell you that this is enlightened and what you're doing is not, or that this is awake and that was there, or this is the path, or anything like that, because I don't actually know. I don't know anything. I mean, people around me, I notice they know a whole lot more than I do. I really don't know anything. I mean, I have, you know, certain assumptions that I work on a daily basis, you know, but I don't really know anything. That's my path too. That's my business too. I can sit here and say I don't know anything, and it's for me, that's true. I know it looks peculiar when I do as much as I do, but it is actually the truth because I don't do it. I don't do it. I know I really do not do it. And you know what? God doesn't do it either. There's no doer. There's no doer anywhere. When we talk about there's no doer, we're always thinking about this. And, oh, it must be the Lord that's running this whole thing. Well, if there is, I'm not aware of it. I mean, there's no doer, period. So that's just more non-duality stuff, you know? But I got to realize that now. I got to realize that here, and I have to realize it myself. To hell with what anybody else has realized. It doesn't matter. Let me tell you about my awakening. You know, oh, great. Yeah, then I'll tell you about mine. We can compare notes. We can see who's likely the most awake. We can see who's further down the path. Further down the path. Oh, my God. I mean, that very language flies in the face of truth. Now, it does not mean that within awakening, that there are not gradations of clarity. They are endless. But we don't want to think that's a path. It's not. It's always now. It's always about right here, right now. It's this arising. This arising right here, right now, is the way that you are presenting yourself to yourself in this so-called moment. That's all we're trying to realize. That's really it. It's that simple. This thing is not, we can't figure this thing out because it's so complex. We can't figure it out because it's so simple. This is it. What's he mean by that? I don't mean anything by that. I'm saying this is it. That's what I'm saying. That's not a pointer. That's a literal truth. This is it. And when we're willing to tell ourselves that truth, boom, we'll see our true nature. And if we're not, we won't. So at any rate, careful of making non-duality a path, my friends. Not a good idea. Talk to you later. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.